Hi everyone, can you hear me? I'm going to wait till the top of the hour, and while I wait, I'm gonna rename myself. I am Coach Dina. Oh, good. You hear me. Awesome. Oh, it's the top of the hour. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. So nice to see people coming in. I am Coach Dina, and I want to welcome you to today's live training titled How to Use Accountability to Stay Consistent This Year. Today's call is part of our monthly focus, which is if you've noticed, all the coaching calls and training calls that you'll see this month are part of our monthly focus, which is taking big ass action. We like to offer the membership different themes every month, but if you are new and you still haven't gone through the No BS weight loss course, we urge you to place your focus there. Don't worry, all the calls will be here when you're ready. They're always on the replay section on the membership website. I have Coach Heather in the chat with you today. Yes, she's typing in all caps so that you can see that she is here for you. She's not yelling at you. And she will also be in the Q&A, which means if you have a question, you can pop that in the Q&A section and she can help you with whatever question that you have. Let me tell you about today's call. Today we have some really exciting people on the panel with me today. We have Coach Betsy. There she is, with us, along with two accountability groups that I want to introduce you to. We will all be sharing how we are using accountability to stay consistent. At the end of the call, I'm going to be sharing the accountability doable dozen. These are just 12 things that I came up with to share with your accountability to stay consistent with your weight loss basics. I'll also show you how to get an accountability group or partner if you don't have one already. Part of big ass action is figuring out how to stay in action. This month, we'll learn how to take big ass action with all the coaching calls and especially with Corinne's watch party that she'll have every Wednesday that you can join. And the way that we do that is by eliminating making it hard, focusing on our willingness and willing to figure out how that works, how to stay in action. In other words, how to stay consistent, right? So let me bring up Coach Betsy to the panel. Hey, girl, hey. Oops.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hi.
there you are. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I'm so happy to have you here. I kind of did like a teaser in the Facebook group yesterday, and I told them about a quote that I attribute it to you. I think it's you. But
It's, I
the
mean, I didn't create it, but I think I found it. I think
Yeah.
I kind of introduced it to the membership. So.
Well, I'm going to make it yours because, yes, I remember as a member hearing you talk about that and saying that. And I was like, what? And it really has helped me through my journey, even now. Like, I still use it. Like, I still use it. So, without further ado, would you like to share what the awesome
Yes.
quote is?
Yes. And by the way, Miss Shelley, I do, these are new glasses. Y'all are probably going to see me like moving around because I'm figuring out these, progressives and some, it's kind of blurry. But anyway, so yes, I'm so glad to be here. And I love, love, love big ass action. Y'all,
Yeah.
I just love talking about getting into action. So, without further ado, I will tell you all about my favorite quote that really helped me as I was losing weight, and that is, "I doubt it, but I do it." And I swear, I think I saw it found it on Pinterest one day, and I'm sure I've shared a lot, you know, shared it with some of you all, but where I was when I was first losing weight, and still even to this day, I think that doubt is a problem, right? I think that like when I'm not sure about something or when I'm not just 100% on board, then, you know, nope, we need to just, you know, research it some more and think about it and, you know, ask a bunch of people and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, like I may, you know, still feel some doubt. I mean, doubt, y'all, is totally 100% normal. But that's not going to keep me from doing some stuff. And so I would love to hear in the chat, this just popped into my head. I'd love to hear in the chat, what is something that y'all need to do that you need to be okay with feeling some doubt? Like feeling some doubt, what is something y'all need to feel doubt and do anyway right now? I would love to see that in the chat. So, but we're talking it with, you know, about accountability today or about accountability groups and, you know, finding our people. And Dina, I'm just going to keep talking until you
No, I mean that's
interrupt me.
awesome. Like I think it's such a simple phrase, but there's so much truth in it. And you know, we're talking about it now kind of like, you know, tongue in cheek and it's kind of funny, but that part of our brain when it introduces doubt, it is like that puma coming after us, right? Like our primal brain equates it the same way.
It feels very dangerous. It feels
Oh
like
yeah.
a really like a legitimate threat,
Right. Like
right?
even, you know, today's call, I was like, holy crap, I'm gonna do a Zoom every
Yeah.
call that I do.
Every
It's like,
time.
yeah, every time it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, right? And it's normal. I love that you also your superpower too, Coach Betsy, is normalizing things. And I think we forget. Like we forget and we, you know, we do the good old should, like, oh gosh, I should know better. Like, oh, I shouldn't be so silly. It's just a
Or I
Zoom
shouldn't
call
feel
or
that. Like, I shouldn't feel
right.
doubt. I should
Right.
be like 100% on board, or I should be 100% like in belief of
That
that
I'm
I
gonna
can
do
do
this.
this.
Yeah. So I love that. And when now that you said we're talking about accountability, taking action. So how do we do that with our accountability group? Like, how do we do that together to remind ourselves of that awesome quote? I doubt it, but I do it
Well, I
anyway.
have a new quote. Like I have a quote that I came up with this morning that I'm like so, and it rhymes. So I'm
Okay.
so excited.
Bring it, bring
And
it.
it's so simple, but it goes along with I doubt it, but I do it. But it is when in doubt, reach out.
Oh, I love that.
So, and this just goes again, goes so along with accountability groups and just, you know, having our people. So that is like what you all can do in these accountability groups is that when you feel doubt and it feels so dangerous and it feels like such a threat and feels so wrong and like you think you shouldn't be feeling doubt, reach out to your group. And Dina, you came up with several things about kind of how you can approach your group, right?
Yeah,
Because
how do
it's
you
like,
send the bat signal?
yes,
That's what I
yes.
call.
And I mean, it
Yeah.
could be just like, you know, I mean, I love this. I'm like old school, like calling on the phone, but like, you know, hey, y'all, I'm just feeling a bunch of doubt right now. What you got for me? You know, I mean, that's a possibility for sure. But also, like, let's get more specific about like, okay, what can you do for a group member? And then what can your group do for you? And so sometimes when we're in doubt and we're hesitant to take action, we're not thinking. Another thing I'm really big on with my private clients and just with the membership is finding wins wherever you
Yes.
can.
Yes.
And I like to call myself the win whisperer. Like, if y'all can't find a win in at any moment in time, you reach out and ask coaches, you tag me in Facebook, and I will find a win for you. And, you know, number one is that you got your ass out of bed this morning and, you know, did something.
Yeah.
But you're also here, still here in the membership. You haven't quit. But anyway, so you can reach out to your group and say, hey, y'all, I'm just kind of stuck. I need a win. Somebody remind me of a win, you know, that I've had in the last week or two.
Yes,
Something
and
like that
hint
to really.
for partners, if you know your partner says that, the first win is you reached out, Right?
Rich
Like
up.
that's the first win, which, you
That's
know, is like
always the
an easy
go-to.
one. Yeah. The second one that we came up with was share your personal experiences. Like relay a time when, you know, you felt the same way. Like, you know, if I were to tell you, Betsy, I'm freaking out about my Zoom call today. What would you tell me? You'd be like, it's okay.
Just get on there and start talking.
Start
Just
talking.
do
Yep.
it.
Yes. Doubt it and do it anyway. Yeah. And then number three, express confidence in them. You want to talk about that?
So, like, again, this is what's so wonderful about having a partner or a group. They don't have all the baggage you've got, right, in your brain. And they can, like they can really remind you of just some wins, but also just some like things that they love about you, but also just remind you that, you're still here. You're an OBS woman. You don't have to be perfect. All this kind of stuff that like we kind of forget to tell ourselves sometimes when we're kind of bogged down in thinking something is going wrong, thinking we shouldn't feel doubt, thinking, we're not good enough. And so that's why we can have this like other person outside of us remind us of of how amazing we are.
Yeah, and I love the course, the Big S Action course, that one of the biggest things that we can rely on is our willingness, right? And so reminding, you know, giving confidence in like, yeah, but you're still here. Like you're still figuring it out. You're still willing. That is something that is such a
Willing
great.
is my all-time favorite feeling or
Yeah.
emotion ever, because it has produced, I mean, we could argue, I mean, I'm just going to say it. I mean, it has produced every single result we've ever gotten in our lives
Yeah.
is willingness, because we're never going to be 100% motivated and
Right.
confident in, in anything that we do. And so sometimes we just gotta like throw on that willingness and get out
Yeah.
there and do it. Just like with these Zoom calls or stopping at enough or,
Right.
anything, getting to the gym, somebody said, it's like, where, is this a time that I just need to feel willing? And
Yep.
so that's not like jumping up and down and skipping my way to the gym, but it's also not like, oh my God, it's just this like, it's this gray area where I always say, like, everything that we want in life kind of happens in this gray area of like not, like jumping up and down. Sometimes you're excited to do things, but also not just like, quitting. You're
Right.
just willing.
Right. I
Just
love
willing.
that. Number four, break down the task. Wow, that's another big word in No BS, doable, right?
Doable.
Like, how do we make what we want to do doable? And often it's just breaking it down. So take your goal to your accountability group and be like, all right, this is what I want to do. I'm not getting it done. Like, but I want to drink my water, 64 ounces today, and it's not getting done. Can you help me? Like, can we brainstorm some things of how to make this doable? And you know, your team, your ladies, your group, they can really help you break down the steps. Yeah. You have
That
any
kind of goes
thoughts?
back to what I was saying about how when we have these partners or these groups, they're not bogged down by all of the, the junk and the overwhelm. And so we can take something like the water thing to them and say, okay, what would be an amazing first step for me, or just next step for me? I need to get out of overwhelm and into action. And so, and I always say, like overwhelm and curiosity can't, coexist together. And so our partners and our groups can really bring in that curiosity and say, hey, why don't you try this?
Yeah.
And it just helps you kind of just bust out of that overwhelm a lot easier.
Yeah. And the last
In
one, which
action.
is so important and something that anyone can do, like anyone can do, is have a listening spirit. Like listen to your accountability buddy or partner. Having someone hear your baloney is so helpful sometimes. Because sometimes when I'm talking to my accountability partner, me just saying it out loud, you know, like if I were to tell my accountability partner, I'm freaking out about my Zoom calls. I can hear myself. I'm like, all right. Really?
Yes.
Like,
Sometimes just saying something out loud, right? To someone else is that it's all you need, because when you hear yourself, you're like, wait a minute. Okay, this is normal, or this doesn't make any sense, or this isn't true.
Or I don't
And
even really believe
or
this,
I don't
right?
even really,
Yeah, like I can't even believe what I'm saying. Like, why am I thinking that? Which is, then we can go back to normalize, right? Like, we're saying that because we have a normal brain. So, yeah, this is so good. So these are, five steps that we can take to put your quote in action, which is, I doubt it, but I do it. And what was your redo for accountability?
Okay, I doubt it, but I do it. When in doubt, reach out.
I love it.
So, yeah, so it's like, carry some doubt along with you, and that is totally normal. And at the same time, reach out, because that can just sometimes snap you out of, of just the stuckness, that we all get into sometimes. But before I get out of here, I wanted to, I just found one quote from Big Ass Action. I listened to the first couple of lessons this morning,
So
and
good.
it's really like, it's Corinne's kind of, definition of Big Ass Action. And it really does kind of incorporate so much of what we'd already talked about today. So Big Ass Action, and think of it like, y'all listen to like the emotions and the feelings that I'm gonna, because I think there's several in here, that that we need to kind of cultivate, practice cultivating to take action and to keep taking action. Having the courage to show up each day in a way. So this is Big Ass Action. Big Ass Action is having the courage to show up each day in a way that you can execute for the long haul. Doable, right? I mean, that's when doable comes in. And but it's just hard enough to challenge you in a way that you feel willing, curious, and have an open mind to see what's going to happen. So it's everything that we've kind of covered, and an accountability partner or accountability group can really help you achieve what I just said, because they can help you get willing, they can help you get curious, they can help you have an open mind, because they don't have all that baggage that you have. And so it's just taking whatever you're struggling with, get it out of your head, take it to somebody else, and see what they have to say to to try. And here's the thing, y'all, we're always just trying. We're always just trying. Of course, our brain wants to know that exact right answer from the very start, but that's just not reality a lot of times. And so we just got to try stuff and see how it works.
And I came in, guns blazing with the assumption that like everybody knows Coach Betsy, because we all adore Coach Betsy and we all adore Coach Heather. But tell us a little bit about what you and Heather do in the membership too before we
Okay.
leave.
All right. Well, Heather and I are both, spend a lot of time in the private coaching area of No BS, where we have our private one-on-one clients and do one-on-one calls with them all week. Heather and I also spend a lot of time over in Ask Coaches. So anything that you all hear today that you have questions about, or that you're just not really sure about, or you just want, once again, when in doubt, reach out. That can be where you reach out to Ask Coaches. If maybe you're not in an accountability group yet, or you're working on getting in one, then yes, that's another way that you can reach out and just kind of get out of your own head, and we can offer you a new perspective. So, Ask Coaches, private coaching, and I also am actually doing a call on Tuesday. I do a monthly binge call, so I'm the resident binge eating expert around here. And so any questions about binge eating, I'm your girl. So I'm doing a call, just an open coaching call on Tuesday evening. So check your calendar. I'd love to see some of y'all over there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I was so excited to have you that, that you were able to take some time, because I know that you have some private clients that you have to attend to today. So thank you
Well,
for
this is so
stopping
fun.
by.
I was so glad I could pop on here
Yes.
and
And
share
share
some.
the
Yeah,
quote.
some
The
wisdom.
quote.
And
Yep.
so, all right. Love you
Thank
guys. Have a
you.
great rest of your call. See ya.
Take
All right.
care.
Bye.
Bye. I'm also going to now invite the motivated mamas, Chris, Rhonda, Marty, Pat. If you can raise your hand, I can promote you to panelists. This is an accountability group that is going to show you how they take action, like how they're doing it. Like they're going to show us and be examples to us of like how to get it done. Pat, I have you here. It's always so tricky. Who else do I have? All right. I have Chris, Rhonda, Marty, Pat. Hi there, Marty. If you can unmute and then who am I missing? Chris. Is Chris under church?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, ladies. Do I have everyone here? If you can unmute, I'll ask to unmute. And then if you can start your video, I can help with that too. Just press that button. Hi there, Rhonda. Hey, Chris. Hey, Pat. Hey, Marty.
Hi.
All these beautiful faces. Thank you so much. This is what you get for emailing me and asking me a question. Pat wrote in and she was asking, were you asking a question? I don't remember what exactly, but then you said something about my accountability group does this. And I was like, oh, do you guys want to be on the call? And Pat's like, oh, okay, I guess so. That's not true. You did not say it that way. You were very gracious. So thank you for coming on, you all. We're so excited to have you here to see like how it's done, right? Like so many times when new groups get started, the big question is like, okay, I got the welcome letter and I got like how we're supposed to do accountability, but like, how do we do this? Like, how do we help each other in action? So I'm so happy that you guys are here to share a little bit about that. I'm going to see if we can to share this one by one. And Chris, do you want to start off and tell us how you do what you do?
Well, I would say that we do it all together, first of all. And I think there's we all have our strengths. And I think there's things that we do that some of us are better at doing, like some of us are better at the texting and some of us are better than the Marco Polo. But I think there's always a consistent touch base, I would say daily. I can't remember a day that we missed something. So there's a daily touch base. So I was going to talk about the texting piece. So we text most of the time, like every morning, or if sometimes we'll do it in the evening, but we text our plans. And if we don't text our plans, we might comment on each other's plans, but there's always some type of communication via texting. Every morning. And then we started a couple of months ago, and that has waxed and waned, texting our assessments. And sometimes we're better at that than other times. But and sometimes our plans and our assessments are on loose leaf paper, or they're not always formal, but we do try to communicate
And
via.
then how do you do that? Do you take a picture of your plan or you just upload the plan
I think we mostly take pictures of our plans.
or type it in, right? In text. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
And tell me how
I use
that.
an app. I'm more of
Yeah.
the
Yes. Awesome.
techie
And tell me why that works. Like, how does that help you keep consistent?
Well, because it does make me accountable. It does make
Yeah.
me sort of double think about things during the day and knowing that I've got three other people that I told I was going to do this.
And do you guys remind her? Like, if you guys don't see, like, where's your plan?
We don't do that, huh?
No, we try
You
not
guys,
to shame each other.
But I bet like just having that in the back of your mind is so helpful, right?
I mean, I think if we forget our plan, we might say, oops, here's our plan. Sometimes it's 5 o'clock at night.
That is awesome. Right,
That's
right.
true.
But
But we
it
try
gets
not to
done.
be, we're not judgy people.
I love it. Who is next? Rhonda, you said that you were going to share how you do the, is it the four ends?
Yeah, we do the four ends by, we have some negative talk. We come in and make suggestions to each other and bring it down to like a better word or thought that we all can relate to. We turn it into a positive and, you know, get off the negative thought. We do it by noticing and neutralizing and discovering what we can do in the next best option.
That is awesome. Yes. And I'm sure that the hive mind, right? Like one brain is, you know, four brains are better than just one. So like sometimes if you get stuck, I bet it helps to be hey guys, yeah, like this is what I'm thinking. How do I turn this around? Or how do I get some relief from this? Which is what I hear you doing with the four ends. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, where'd I go?
We can still hear you. Here, okay. I'll ask to start video because I know sometimes Zoom gets tricky.
Okay. I'm not the techie one.
Chris, we need you.
Yes, we do. Definitely. What was your question again?
Oh, just like if you get stuck on something, it must be so helpful for feedback to be like, okay, I am stuck with this thought and I do not know my next best thought, or I don't know what to do with this. Like, yeah, reaching out.
Yeah, well, really like we're all in different situations in the No BS group, you know, different levels, not levels, but
yeah.
And they can come in from a whole new thought process than what we in our brain can think of at that certain moment, because we're focused on that. Where they
Absolutely.
Can come in saying, well, how about thinking this way or trying this next time or that type of thing. And that really helps.
That is awesome. Yes. And I love all of these. These are very like, I know that, you know, sometimes we can think of like how Betsy and I did, like we go through this list and it sounds very, you know, out there, but I love hearing from you all, how you are really putting this in action. Cause sometimes it's like, okay, that sounds great. Your little list, coach friends, but how do we do this? And I love that. Like, texting each other your plans, working the four ends together. Like this is actionable and, you know, taking big ass action. Yes. And that's how we do it. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rhonda. Marty, you wanted to talk about the experience that you all share. This is like, I love this point because I always say a person is a library, right? Like everyone comes with a whole library of wisdom. But yeah, what did you want to share, Marty?
So I'm the person who's in maintenance. And so I try to, you know, share the fact that and remind the girls that I've done it and I know you can do it too. So it's doable. So you can get there. And, you know, I've maintained my weight for, well, I joined in September of 2022, and I had already reached my goal by then, but I joined because I wanted to stay in maintenance and I hadn't found any other, you know, plans that I was able to do that in. And so that's what's been really helpful for me is being in OBS. And so I wanted to share that with other people and remind them it can be done. You know, it's so satisfying. And one of the things that I do is I Marco Polo with the girls, especially when I'm on my treadmill. And, you know, they tell me how encouraging that is to them because, you know, they love seeing me on my treadmill because that reminds them, oh, time for movement, you know.
Yeah. So, that is so awesome. Mm-hmm. I know that like a tip that is shared with people who are like raising children is to have different types of friends that also have children, but not like just children your age. Like have, you know, mom friends that have children that are younger, children that are older. And you can find so much wisdom in every aspect of the journey. And like how you said, Marty, you know, you're in maintenance. There is so much wisdom that you can, you know, share with your group. And I'm sure they appreciate it too. And I also think that it probably helps you too, to like, to go back to basics, right? Like, oh yeah,
Absolutely.
like you know, you guys are working on that. Like, yeah, I would, you know, that keeps it top of mind too. So I'm sure it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, yeah, the girls will say something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to do that again. Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's a great tip and how to put it in action. And we're gonna say last but not least, right? Pat, what would you like to share with us?
Well, we were brought together by the NoBS team, I think about a year ago, and we did some I think emailing back and forth, you know, doing intros and that sort of thing. And ultimately we decided to meet on Zoom. And then we decided to meet on Zoom every Thursday evening, and we made a full-on commitment to that, and we have done that. I think there may have been 1 week where it was Christmas or something, and we didn't meet, but I think every other time we've met. Now, of course, sometimes, you know, one of us is gone or one of us is ill or something like that, but there's been steady gatherings on Thursday night. So we're just fully committed, and I think that's one of the things that has made our group real healthy. You know,
Yes.
we take it quite seriously, the commitment to each other, and it means a lot.
And when
So
you meet on Zoom, like, what do you, is there like an agenda? Do you guys have certain topics?
So we try to have a real basic agenda up, so because we try to keep it to an hour. Everybody works except for me, and they're, you know, we do it in the evening. They're tired, they need to go on to bed. We don't want to waste people's time, so we
Yeah.
try to keep it to an hour. And so we find that, you know, an agenda helps.
Yes.
And we just always start out by doing a quick check-in to make sure everybody's okay, you know, nobody's having an emotional crisis or something like that that might take priority over everything else. But and lately, inspired by Coach Betsy, I believe, we decided we needed to be more conscientious about celebrating our wins. And
Yes.
so these days we've been starting right off with our wins,
What
telling
a
what our
great
wins
idea.
are. And we, like Betsy described, we might point out each other's wins. We might say, oh, but you forgot to mention the fact that you blah blah, because we were texting during the week, and you know,
Yeah.
we know that happened. So we start right off with that. And then the second thing we do is that whatever we're working on, we're always working on something. So like right now, we all did that, the 12-week challenge thing that started in January, and we each decided on something we were going to do each week of those 12 weeks, a little focus that we were going to have, right? And
Yes.
so we share that. What did we do on our focus this week? What was that experience like for us? And that sort of thing. We share that. And then generally we have a little assignment, not necessarily, but usually we'll say, okay, for next, because before we leave our gathering, we say, well, now what do we want to do next week?
Right.
So we may individually give ourselves assignments. You know, now this week I want to, you know, it's come up that I need to relearn something, so I'm going to go rewatch that or look at that paperwork or something. So we may give ourselves an assignment, or we may have a little group assignment. This week, let's all go watch that module on such and such because it's been a hot topic for us. So we need to learn about that. So let's go read that. You know, like this week, we for next Thursday, we were like, okay, let's all go over that week one of the February challenge or whatever they call it. You know, let's read
Right.
that material and listen to the replays, because we never hardly get to listen to anything live. We mostly listen to replays.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, Saturday works, you know. But
Yeah.
anyway,
We're going to listen to that, and then we're going to like go over that paperwork together at our next meeting. So we give ourselves little assignments like that to go over. And we together, I believe we've kept up with everything that NoBS offers, which is amazing that y'all keep offering us new helpful stuff, you know. Because I've been around 2.5 years, and it's just awesome that I'm not still reliant on what I had, you know.
Is amazing. I am always amazed about that too. Yes.
Yeah. So we try real hard to keep up with all that teaching and kind of talk about the things that we've learned or are learning or that we're challenged by or whatever. So we do that, and then we make our decision about what we want to be our main focus the next time we meet. So it's very productive.
I really love that. I am certain that this will be so helpful to so many in the membership, because like I said, the main question that I get through email a lot is like, my group kind of fizzled out because we don't really know what to do or how to be accountable. And you guys have all brought some really solid, doable, simple ways to be accountable to each other. And that is so helpful. So thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your wisdom, because I think there's so much gold. I wish I could expand on like everything you all said, but you guys said it beautifully. Like, I don't think that I need to expand. So thank you so much for being here.
And if I could say one more other thing.
Yes, Marty.
The thing that I feel like that works in our group is that we are all vulnerable to each other. We really share our hearts with each other, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why we didn't necessarily want to add another person, because we've really been open and honest with each other how we're doing. And that's what really works for us.
So you're not showing up like perfect, right? Like you're not like,
no. Yeah,
like,
no.
Oh, I don't want to meet with, that's another thing, right? Like, oh, I don't want to meet with my group because man, I have not done what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh.
We're very honest with each other.
Yeah.
We have no judgment on, mm-hmm. no judgment. That's not what we're here for. We're here to help and lift up.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you for being an amazing example of how to get it done, right? How to take big ass action. So thank you all very much. I'm going to do my best to promote you back to attendee.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. You guys are awesome. Like, seriously, I can't even. Oops, here we go. All right. My tech person is laughing. And now we're going to hear. Wasn't that fun, you guys? Like, seriously. One of the best parts of my job is like introducing you to NoBS women, which is ridiculous because you guys are really amazing. Now I have Allie, Krista, and Michelle who are going to come up. If you can raise your virtual hands, I can have you come up, promote to panelists. Krista, do I have you all? Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Krista, how are you guys? Wasn't that awesome?
Great, thanks. Yeah, great. That was really good.
And Marilisa is not with you. She's part of your group, right? But she's not feeling well, so send her our love. And she's just not feeling well, but she would be here. She's part of your group. I was so happy to meet her too. I am impressed with your group too, because you all have identified something that I think a lot of groups ask about, and it's been hinted. Have you guys heard it in the chat? Like, we kind of hinted about what you guys are going to talk and share with us today is about constructive feedback. I know that a lot of accountability groups struggle with this because they either don't want to be mean, right? Like, we're not judgmental, we don't want to be mean, or we're not enablers. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, that's okay, you know, you're fine. But then they don't know how, right? Like, so then how do I give constructive feedback to my group without doing either of those, like being a jerk or being an enabler, right? And so your group is going to talk about how you guys have figured that out. And when we met the other night, we talked about constructive feedback is about focusing on finding the solution, right? You don't have to be permissive, right? An enabler. And you don't have to be judgmental, like, yeah, you need to work on that shit, right? When you focus on finding the solution to the problem that's presented, I think you can really, that's where you hit gold in giving feedback. So I would love to hear from you all, Michelle, like, how do you do that? So then how do we work on solutions, right?
I did have a little, I put my thing together a little bit differently than the other groups. So I'm just going to kind of introduce a little bit about our groups in case people are curious.
Yes.
So we started the Alberta Badasses about October 2022. And I just put a call out on the general Facebook page to find other members from Alberta so that we could have some live meetups. We've had a few people join and then leave the group. Originally, we met Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. when Allie and Mary Lisa joined us. That didn't work for them, so we just took a vote. We put out dates that would work, and we chose a date. Now we meet Monday nights at 8 p.m., and that works for everybody. We daily chat. I'm usually the first one in the morning. I'm consistent, very consistent with that. We all have our strengths within the group, and we utilize those by asking that person a question if we know that they have dealt with this before. Like Mary Lisa, she is a voracious reader. She reads everything, no BS and out of no BS. One of the favorite things that she's given us to is when we say we're trying, she says, you're not trying, you're learning. And
I love that.
She puts a new spin on things and how to look at things differently. Like Krista's one of the original OGs with me. We're the first two that stuck the true Alberta Badasses. Or ABBA for short.
I love that.
She asks us great open-ended questions, and she can get to the heart of it like Corinne. We call her a Corinne. She's good about getting the group motivated on things, and she'll talk a little bit about that. Allie, thanks to her, we're here. She's great at asking questions outside.
Allie, raise your hand. Who's Allie? There you go. Okay.
She asked Dina for help, and that's what brought us here. And she helps focus on what we can improve on from everybody. She does private coaching. I believe it's with Heather. And she shares a lot of her wins and insights from Heather. And that's a great asset to our team. I'm told that I help focus on the celebrating the wins. And I'm very empathetic. And I'm generally the first one on the chat every morning. After our weekly meetings, we post in the chat what our weekly goals are, so that we can hold each other and say, hey, how's it going with the sleep this week, Allie? Krista, what's your water like today? And we don't say it meanly. We don't say it harshly. It's all safe, but it's we hold each other accountable. So I think that's my spiel. Any questions?
Any questions in the chat? Like, that is amazing. Yes. I mean, so practical, right? Like, sometimes we complicate stuff a little too much. And I love how you guys are bringing like real life examples of like how it's done. Like, yeah, like just open up the chat every day, like check in. How are you doing, Allie? How are you doing, Krista, with, you know, whatever you're working on? So, and identifying each other's superpowers, like, you know, you guys are like X-women, right? Like the X-Men, it's like, you all know what the superpower is. Like, yeah, call that out and use it when needed. I really love that. Krista, what did you want to share with us?
Well, as Michelle mentioned, I kind of keep us on our goals. And one of the ways we do that is meeting on Zoom. It was very important to us that we had a face and could talk live and have that live interaction. We thought it gave us a chance to really get to know each other better than the Marco Polo was, right? Because Marco Polo, little snippets, it just wasn't for us as a group.
Yeah.
So we found Zoom to be our avenue. We have met in person, most of us. We look forward to doing that again this year a couple more times. We are about three and a half hours apart from each other, so it's not that we can get together for coffee on a Saturday morning, so we do have to kind of plan those. The other one we do use the WhatsApp. We have found that one works best for us, that instant messaging. and we all get back to each other during our Zoom calls, because we all know we're working on different things. We're all at different stages in our journey, but we also know that we all have a common goal, and that is to lose weight and feel better about ourselves. So each week when we meet on Zoom, we first just talk, how was your week?
Yeah.
You know, get that connection. And then we go to talking about what our goal was last week. Did we achieve it? We will brainstorm ideas if we didn't, how we could try maybe this week getting to that goal. And then we will talk about our goals coming up. What do we want to work on? And this is where love and kindness comes in, because we all want us to achieve our goal, but sometimes we want to take a leap. We want to get from A to Z as fast as we can. So we've all been really good about asking questions, and there's no judgment. We've always said there is no judgment. It's all about just taking the information and using what works for you. So we will help get those 1% level ups as opposed to those big leaps.
Yeah.
And then we do fun challenges. We'll do things like water. Like if we know a couple of people might be, you know, struggling with that water, we'll post, hey, I'm at 32. Where are you at? And it's like, oh, 32. Geez, I'm only at 8. I better sit and get my water in.
Right.
Or, we all wanted to move a little bit more. So we did, there's an app called Conquer Challenge. And we all picked a location and we just followed each other. So you'd get on and you'd look and you'd be like, ooh, Allie's ahead of me. I got to get an extra walk in today. we have also picked courses. Some of us will listen to the content. Some of us will do the worksheets, but we'll come together every couple of weeks and just talk about what we've learned. And even if you didn't have a chance to listen to that course material, you're still getting that information. We're sharing that information with each other.
Yeah.
And our biggest thing is we all want each other to reach our goals. So it's just about supporting each other, being there, calling us out on our bullshit.
Yeah.
In a loving way.
Right.
But
in a Corinne way. Like, you guys are good at being Corinnes. The Allie and Krista are the Corinnes of our group. I'll say something and they'll be like, really? I don't think so.
Sometimes you have to say, come on.
To get it real, right? Like get to the real, real. Yeah. Yes. And what I heard, Krista, is like goals, right? Like your superpower is like defining goals. And I know that that is a thing, right? With groups, because you guys do start getting to know each other and the friendship does build. And then suddenly we're just like chatting. We're chatting and we're bitching and we're, like Corinne says, sitting in our dirty diapers and doing nothing, right? And it's that commitment to, what is okay, let's regroup, like let's focus. So that's what I heard you say, Krista, like bringing that focus back to the goals, which I think is so important. That's really good. Allie, you wanted to talk about how to get that constructive feedback, how to find solutions. How do you guys do it, Allie?
So Krista absolutely is the person who brings us back to our goals if we're just chit-chatting. She's an organized person and she keeps disorganized me on track.
It's the teacher mapping point.
So I joined this group after they'd already been together for a while. I'd had a couple of accountability groups that were lovely people, but just not what I needed. And then I found this group. And I also, as I think Michelle mentioned, worked with Coach Heather. And I think what I wanted to talk about was how we explore different perspectives, insights and learnings that we each have. So again, it's this non-judgmental safe space that we were able to do this. We have trust with each other. And it started with us reaching out to Coach Dina and asking for help. And she was kind enough to share her perspective and ideas with us. And it's given us some more things to talk about in our group. You know, and our group also, we have quite an age range of some in their 40s to 60s with different family setups, some people living on their own, some people with the full busy family going on. So we have different life perspectives already. We also have different weight loss goals, ranging from Marilisa, who's very close to her maintenance, and me, who's wanting to lose over 50 pounds. So we're all coming with different things. But I think when we bring a problem to the group, having their take or their perspective is really invaluable for all of us. For example, my sleep problem, those of you who read Facebook will have seen me moaning. I became a terrible sleeper and I'm working really hard on it. But Krista and Michelle are very routine driven. And so they've developed their evening and bedtime routines, Krista, particularly for a sleep problem. And having that perspective, hearing what works for them, for me, who is absolutely not routine driven in the slightest, helped me figure out what a great bedtime routine would look like for me. Not that I'm perfect at it, because I'm not great at the routine, but at least I know what I could be doing to help myself. And then last week we were talking about Marilisa's habit of getting very close to her maintenance weight, because she's not far away from it. And then for some reason she said, I just give up and I stopped doing the four basics. I just stopped doing everything. And I was able to share my perspective and learning that she might be doing what Heather calls virtuous planning, and only planning what she thinks of as healthy foods when she plans. And she thought, oh my goodness, that actually is me. You know, and it's no wonder she gets up and turns to popcorn and chocolate and giving up the four ends when her planning has actually been quite restrictive. So yeah, that was my perspective I was able to share with her, and she's now going to start adding popcorn and chocolate into her plans rather than it being that give up time. And you know, Krista talked about movement. I think Krista and Michelle are both becoming really good exercisers, and they've been very intentional in January about getting their movement in, and it's inspirational, you know.
Yeah,
their perspective and their need to exercise and move. Marilisa and I have kind of decided we want to add more movement to our goals too. So, you know, having all these ladies in my group to not only hold me accountable, but also to share their perspectives, their learnings, what's worked or not worked, has been really key for me. And, you know, I did mention at the beginning that this wasn't my first accountability group, and I think it's really important to say that finding a fit for accountability was a journey for me, and it took a bit of trial and error, but I really urge people not to give up. It's so, so worth it when you find your people.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Like, so many gems in that too, that a lot of people struggle with, like really, really struggle with. They think, oh my gosh, is it me? Like, why am I not finding a good group? Did y'all hear that? Please hear that. Because no, sometimes
this is my fourth try.
I love that you said that. I love that you said that. Look at that. Oh yeah. My gosh.
My fifth group.
Yeah. See, yes. Thank you so much for saying that, because
and they were lovely people.
Yeah.
And all my other everybody groups was and partners. It just wasn't what I needed. And now I found the people that are doing what I need. You know, this is the support that I need. And I think I give the same back to the group. So it feels great.
Yeah. And I get so many emails like that, like, Coach Dina, like, you're probably sick of me. Like, I think I need another group. I'm like, I'm not sick of you. I am tenacious. Like, if anything, I am tenacious. Let's do it. Let's find someone else. And we do that as many times as you need, because that's what happens sometimes. Like, this world is too big, right? It's kind of like you have, sometimes you have to try a couple times to find your people. And the other thing that you also said was the other email that I often get is like, I need an exact replica of me so that I can relate to them. No, right? No. Yes. I'm like, well, I don't know if I can clone you, but how about you try this group? You know, they're a little different from you, and you may find some, you know, different, unique perspectives that you just don't even know that you really do need. That's what I heard from all of you. Like, you guys, when I met you all with you the other night too, I easily saw all of your little superpowers like come to life. It's very evident, right? It's like, oh, yep, the organizer, the cheerleader, the You know, it's like, I love it. And Coach Heather, I just wanted to point out, is your heart bursting? Like, is your heart bursting? Because I think that's so cool that, you know, what you've been sharing with Allie, she, you know, continues to spread forth. Yes, your heart is so full, Coach Heather says. Yes.
She told me yesterday that is one of the cool things about coaching is that you're not just coaching the one person, that it can
Yeah.
feed on and on and on. And maybe with this call, it's you know,
And you do
made
that
someone
too.
else question their planning as
Yes,
well.
everybody has that ability too, right? Like coaching is awesome because you get to see it in one way, but you guys do it with each other, right? Like whatever you learn, you guys share with each other. And imagine how that goes to their families, to, you know, coworkers. It spreads. It really does. I always think about love that way. It is really like a drop, right? Like imagine like a drop and then it just ripples, right? And that energy can continue vibrating, you know, even when we're not here. So I truly believe that. Thank you all so much. We have 5 minutes, so I wanted to share some things. So I will put you back to
Thank you for
panelists.
having us.
Thank you for
Thanks for
coming and
having us.
sharing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, for sharing your wisdom. You know, you're getting a lot of like little love emojis because, yes, lots of love for you all. Thank you all so much for sharing everything that you did. I wanted to share really quick some strategies that I'm calling the doable accountability doable dozen. Do you guys see my screen? Do you guys just see the that part of the screen, or do you see like all kinds of nonsense? Like I always get scared. Like, okay, do you guys see that, or do you see everything? Okay, just the screen, right? The doable dozen. Let's go through this really quick so that we can get out of here. I thought it was like some fun strategies just to list to stay consistent and to stay in action, because that's what we're talking about this month. And focus on the four basics, right? Feel free to use this hack too when you're thinking about losing weight or maintaining your weight with your accountability group. Always place your focus on the four basics. You can't go wrong when you do that. When you have your habits on lock. So here are some fun ideas that you can do with your accountability group or partner. Under planning, you can do meal sharing with a challenge. Yeah, you know, share tried and true recipes, but why don't you kick it up a notch and set up a weekly challenge with each other based on daily themes, right? Like Taco Tuesday. We already got that one down, right? Mason Jar Salad Monday. And you guys can, you know, create different themes for every day. Another one for planning is plan a new fruit, veggie, or recipe and make it fun by sharing photos with each other. Make them magazine worthy photos based on, you know, based on a color, like eat the rainbow week, and you all can pick a winner of the best photo of the week. And it just kind of like inspires your mind to think about planning in a different way. Number three, I thought, what about Zoom meal prep? Planning your weekly meals, meal prep is a part of that. So get together on Zoom and like, you know, set your little laptop there while you're chopping veggies or while you're bagging snacks into little baggies while you meal prep for the week. Do it together and you guys can hang out. It's like multitasking, right? Underwater. Bingo is such a fun resource that so many people use. Use it for water. Like make a bingo, get together and make a bingo card together and have different hydration related tasks in each square, like drink a glass of water within 5 minutes of waking up, sparkling water, 8 ounces before lunch. You know, think of fun ways that you can do a water bingo. The other one that I thought of too was a hydration playlist. Think of songs, make a playlist with songs that have the word water or drink and play it all throughout the day. And every time you hear the word water or drink, take a sip, right? And that could be your, I'm thinking of like the 90s, like, don't go, no, I'm not going to sing. Don't go chasing waterfalls. You don't want me to sing. But every time you hear water or drink, take a sip. You can do several. Did one of the accountability groups mention water apps, right? Like there's Water Llama and there's different apps out there that you guys can do together so that you guys can get on each other like, hey, look, she's at 32 ounces. I better get my game on. For sleep, simple things like sending each other a text before the hour, right, that they said they want to go to bed, like 1 hour till lights out, just saying. Another one is brainstorm bedtime routines, which I think Allie mentioned too, or Krista, that share your sleep rituals with each other and encourage each other to create a routine before bedtime, like screens off, wash your face, your teeth, lotion with lavender, gentle music. Share those routines with each other just to spark ideas. Another, this is a funny one, record bedtime stories for each other. Take turns being creative, right? Making up a bedtime story, recording it, and sharing it with each other. You know what I really want? I really want Coach Kathy to be my accountability partner for this, because can you imagine that bedtime story? Like, that would be so awesome. Would love it so much. I can't even. Anyway, under doable hunger, instead of a wine tasting night, why don't you get together and have a meal tasting night? Get together and pretend like you're one of those celebrity chefs and talk about like textures and the taste. And I think this has paprika in it or whatever. More importantly, tune into your body's signals and share when you've recognized that you've had enough. Kind of like your own little effort food worksheet challenge together, but kind of make it fun. This next one, 2020, is a strategy that people who have had weight loss surgery, they use this technique. What it is a 20 pence size of food, which, you know, if you live in the US, that means kind of like a quarter, right? Size food, 20 pence size of food, chew 20 times, put your utensil down for 20 seconds between bites. And then the goal is to have the meal last for 20 minutes. So 2020, kind of cool, right? My last one, super cheesy, but hey, I'm trying here. For doable hunger, why don't you do a hunger haiku? Like, instead of just asking, am I hungry? Put your mind to work and do a hunger haiku. What's a haiku? It's a poem made up of three sentences, right? The first sentence has five syllables. The second sentence has seven syllables. The last sentence has five syllables. Instead of like just asking, am I hungry? Like, let's get creative and make a hunger haiku. Here's mine. Want to hear it? Heartache or true need? Feelings and hunger entwine. Are you hungry now? Do you love it? That's what I got for you. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. I hope you enjoyed my strategies. I'm calling it the doable dozen strategies that you can try to make it fun, right? To tune into your basics. And the way that you do it is you make it fun so that you can do it again, so that it becomes consistent. If you're not in an accountability group and you would like one, you can do that. Go to the website, nobswomen.com. Under community, you will find the accountability page where you will find the button that says, I would like an accountability group or partner. Fill out the form there and I can help you. If you have found benefit in this call, first of all, thank you, Coach Betsy, accountability groups, the Motivated Mamas and the Alberta Badasses. Coach Heather, thank you for your wisdom in the chat. If you have benefited at all and you think, I think I want to try that, share that in the Facebook. Share how you benefited from this call in the Facebook group so people are encouraged to listen to the replay and get ideas and get into action, because I think that's so important. I say this often, you investing in yourself, taking the time to listen to calls and taking action on the things that you learn is worthy work. You are making the world a better place, one person at a time, you being that first person, by investing in you. Thank you again for being here with me. There's so many people here that I'm just so happy to see and happy to spend time with. And I really hope that you all have a great Saturday. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. You can find me in Ask Coaches or at support@pnptribe.com. And hope you have a great day. Take care, everyone. Bye.